بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in our previous lesson we spoke about certain people make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. In the current verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of what certain people would do, they would make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would take it to the extent that they would even leave out certain food for their idols. In other words, they would deprive themselves from eating halal food. And this food that they would take oaths, and they would leave this food solely and especially for their idols. And they abstain from eating halal food. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse by saying, O mankind, why are you doing this? كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Whatever is on this earth, which is halal, which is tayyib, which is wholesome, which is good, which is pure, eat from it. The word halal in Arabic literally means, it comes from the word halla. Halla means to open, to untie. In other words, halal food is called halal because here we are opening a knot. There is no restriction in eating halal food. The word tayyib means wholesome, it means good, it means pure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling man that whatever is halal and whatever is tayyib on this earth, you may consume. Stay away from haram food. Eating haram food can really be dangerous. It damages the heart, it damages the ruh, it damages the body. But whatever is considered as halal, we may consume. And Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Shaitan would sometimes make waswasa. A person is generally instigated by shaitan to sometimes, or is tempted by shaitan to sometimes do evil, to eat haram food. And in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this, how a person is told by shaitan, or a person waswasa comes from the side of shaitan to do evil, to eat haram food. Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Do not follow the shaitan, because shaitan is an open and clear enemy for man. And then Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ. What does shaitan tell you? Shaitan commands you to do evil. Evil, some mufassirin say, it means he will tell you to eat haram food. We know we can only eat halal because of sharia, but shaitan will tell you, he'll command you to eat haram food. In the tafsir, other tafsir of mufassirin, shaitan would command you to do evil. Evil here refers to minor sins, wal fahsha, and indecencies, which refer to major sins. So shaitan commands you to do evil, sin, evil and indecencies. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And shaitan commands you to say regarding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you do not know. So you begin to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from. There is one sahabi by the name of Sahal bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. He says that an-najatu fi thalatha, that salvation depends on three things. And the first thing he says is aklul halal. The most important thing is that we first eat halal food. And then he says wa-ada'u al-fara'id. And then you do all those acts of fara'id which you have to do, which is fard upon you, all your, the duties and obligations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made fard upon us. And then he says the third thing is وَالْيَقْتِدَاءُ بِهَدِّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then we follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, if we do not eat halal from the start, then it would, how would we then be able to do fara'id and all those obligations upon us in order? Because we have started by eating haram, it would most definitely have an effect on our ibadah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. When it was said to them that follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. These mushrikeen, what did they say? They said, rather we are going to follow, or we are following that which we found our forefathers upon. See, when it comes to evil, then shaitan makes waswasa, and then a person then follows what shaitan tells him. Every person is inspired by a shaytan and a malak. And it comes in hadith as well. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he explains, he says, every person is inspired by a shaytan and a malak and an angel. The shaytan will tell you to do haram, and then you do the haram. The malak tells you, the angel tells you to do good, and then you do good. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, what the sharia is telling you. But these people would follow what they would find their forefathers upon. In other words, their forefathers were making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were following the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. Are they going to follow their forefathers? Even though their forefathers did not understand the thing, nor were they rightly guided. From here we understand that the whole world may tell you something to do, but لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience in the creation if it's going to be in the disobedience of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine sharia that came from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.